This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. You're listening to the Avaya Podcast Network. Now, here's your host, Mark Fletcher.
Hey, it's Fletch with the Avaya Podcast Network. Whether you open a newspaper or turn on a TV, video surveillance is in the news. And while it's a booming market, there are some pervasive myths out there, especially when it comes to the transition of video surveillance from closed-circuit analog to IP. You can avoid a boom and bust and ensure your transition to IP is seamless by learning about the truths behind these myths. And if we're going to cover a top 10 countdown, we're certainly going to bring in APN's very own Spider Harrison. Take it away, buddy.
Number 10, I'm the chief security officer. I don't need to worry about the network.
The days where video surveillance was analog, ran over its own dedicated network infrastructure, and accountability fell clearly in the chief security officer's line of command are long gone. The transition from analog to IP surveillance cameras and the transition from a dedicated network to one where video surveillance traffic runs alongside other applications over the IT network are making life increasingly complicated from both a technical and an accountability perspective. Who's in charge? The chief security officer who's responsible for the physical security of the environment, or the chief information officer who's responsible for the network? Well, the answer is they both are. This new era of IP video surveillance marks the happy marriage between physical security and networking security. CSOs will need to understand the network, and CIOs will need to understand the implications of IP surveillance traffic.
Number 9. Most networks are equipped to handle modern IP video surveillance demands.
With the sales of IP video surveillance cameras poised to take over analog camera sales in 2014, you would expect that IP networks would be ready. Well, think again. If you talk to a video surveillance integrator or architect, a totally different picture starts to emerge. Problems are more commonplace than you think. For example, daily practice of resetting cameras upon arriving at work every morning. Check. Nuclear power plants with a network reconvergence time of 35 minutes. Check. Networks that are unable to scale to meet today's surveillance demands. Check. The reality is many IP networks are just not equipped to handle today's video surveillance demands. Never mind the demands of tomorrow. Why? Because most IP networks are based on legacy protocols. Hey, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither was the network. Ethernet has been built upon one floor at a time, with each protocol layered on top of one another to the point where an IP protocol stack now resembles the Leaning Tower of Pisa. It works, but when you put it under stress, it starts to crumble. What if we told you there was a better way? A next-generation network architecture that revolutionizes the old. Rather than adding on further protocols, it encases the existing ones into a single protocol, greatly simplifying the provisioning, management, and time to service of the network. The result is a network that can handle your IP video surveillance demands today and into the future.
Number 8. Bigger, better megapixel cameras will fix my problem.
High-definition megapixel surveillance cameras continue to flood the market. The technology enables users to rapidly identify individuals and even read license plates and observe activities from a distance. It allows security officers and investigators to quickly evaluate, understand, and analyze events. Crimes can be solved faster, citizens kept safer. The list goes on and on. However, as the adage goes, you're only as good as your weakest link. This is particularly true when it comes to today's IP surveillance solutions. Irrespective of how expensive a camera is or how many megapixels of resolution it has, if the network has insufficient bandwidth or is not optimized for the application, performance will suffer. Think of a high-definition camera like a Ferrari. If you drive it on the German Autobahn, its performance is exemplary. However, if you drive it on a 20-year-old highway with limited lanes and congestion points, performance will suffer. It really doesn't matter how much horsepower the engine has, it's limited by what it runs over. So investments in video surveillance equipment will only get you so far without the network.
7. Lapses in video footage is inevitable in larger surveillance networks. Oh, please. That's such an excuse for poor video ship.
There's an ever-increasing need for real-time video streaming to multiple parties at many different locations. For example, a transit authority monitoring highway traffic may share its video streams with local and regional transit operations, transit police, storage devices, and analytical tools. In the event of a highway accident, multiple video streams need to be pulled up instantaneously. Unfortunately, it's often at these times, when video footage is urgently needed, that the system fails. What does the operator see? Blurry or distorted images at best, or a blank screen at its worst. This ranges from the mere inconvenient to the downright dangerous. This is particularly problematic in larger surveillance networks, as it can take seconds, if not minutes, for the network to reconverge. That is, the time taken for the network to recover from a blip or a failure, and for the operator to regain video footage. So while lapses in video footage may be all too common, that doesn't make it acceptable. Don't settle for mediocrity. Avaya's networking solution ensures always-on video surveillance. In the event of a problem, the network reconverges in milliseconds, not seconds or minutes, like other available solutions. The video footage is not impacted.
6, I'm in the security business. Of course my IP video surveillance traffic is secure. Right?
Well, you would hope that your video surveillance is secure.
Right?
Certainly in the past, when surveillance traffic ran over its own dedicated network, you could be assured that it was secure.
Right?
But times are changing, and while the transition to IP brings lots of benefits, it also brings things that you may not have considered. Leveraging the same IP network for surveillance traffic as well as other applications can pose security risks. This is because most traditional local area networks, or LANs, do not deliver true end-to-end separation of traffic, which makes the infrastructure vulnerable to security breaches, such as VLAN jumping. You can think of VLAN jumping as having your own dedicated lane in a swimming pool, only to find someone has hopped lanes and is in your space. You need to ensure this doesn't happen to your video surveillance traffic by deploying a network that offers secure end-to-end traffic separation.
5, IP networking is daunting.
Granted, there's a reason why the Networking for Dummies book approaches 900 pages, and you get 120 million plus hits when you Google IP networking. The reality is, IP networking can be daunting and complex and intimidating and costly. CCIE training or my kids' university fund. The design, deployment, and troubleshooting of a traditional IP network requires numerous protocols, which all must be individually managed and configured. But here's the thing, it doesn't have to be this way. And don't let anyone else tell you otherwise. Avaya offers a network that is much simpler to deploy, to set up, and to manage. With Avaya, you can reduce time to service to 1/10 of the effort. You can conduct ads, moves, and changes in minutes, not weeks.
4, video surveillance is critical to my business and has unique requirements. It needs its own network infrastructure.
Not at all. The reason some customers deploy a separate infrastructure for video surveillance is often the result of the pervasive myths highlighted here. It's due to the lack of trust in the reliability of the infrastructure, the risk associated with other services impacting video surveillance, the lack of scalability for multicast deployments, a lack of multi-service support, a combination of all of the above. You see, there's a perception that life will be easier and better if video surveillance is kept separate from other applications, that an infrastructure dedicated to surveillance will be less complex to engineer, more reliable, more scalable, and offer greater security. Well, the good news is Avaya can give you all of the above without the drain on your wallet. You simply do not have to build out a separate network infrastructure for video surveillance. We can give you what you need: simplicity, scalability, security, compliance, and performance, irrespective of your application. whether it's voice, video conferencing, video surveillance, digital signage, IPTV, financial tickers, desktop imaging, etc. Our networking solution is ready to handle your current and future needs.
Number three, multicast is too complex, unreliable, and doesn't scale.
If you ask administrators which delivery system they would prefer to use for video surveillance traffic, the answer is multicast. But if you ask them which delivery system they use, the answer will most likely be unicast. So why the discrepancy? Why, when multicast offers greater bandwidth efficiencies, do administrators default to unicast? Well, the answer is that multicast is perceived as too complex, too unreliable, and it doesn't scale. This is nothing new to IT departments who've been suffering through multicast deployments over the last 15 to 20 years. So with video surveillance transitioning to IP, the multicast headache is heading your way. But there is a better way. With Avaya, multicast deployments are as easy as unicast, if not easier. And you can scale multicast to brand new levels.
Number two. Deploying services must involve weeks of planning and hours of implementation.
Today, it may take hours, weeks, even months of preparation to deploy a new service across IP networks. Simply because the level of complexity associated with extending a service using existing legacy technology, such as VLANs, to extend such services. This translates into configuration at every node or switch throughout the entire network, which, despite the qualification of your IT staff, requires proper planning and change management control. There's also a great deal of business risk associated with such a deployment, and nobody will take that chance on doing it without proper testing and configuration validation. Not to mention that it'll be typically done at off-peak hours when you'll need to pay an overtime tax. What if you could, today, provision end-to-end services but only have to touch the edge of your network, with virtually no downtime? Basically, you just provision where the service is to be used and where it's being offered, and you're done. Now you can let the network service your application needs.
And the number one video surveillance myth is, Avaya is a unified communications and contact center company and brings nothing to video surveillance. Give him hell, Fletch!
Hey, look, I can't really fault you for thinking that way. Avaya is often thought of as a voice and video company because of our number one share in unified communications and contact center, as well as our recent acquisitions in video conferencing that are a testament to our strength in these areas. But wait, there's more. Avaya offers a comprehensive networking portfolio, and its Fabric Connect solution is setting a new standard in simplicity, scalability, and performance for IP video surveillance. We can help you solve all of the above challenges today using industry standard protocols and best practices. Skeptical? Here's what a network architect at Pelco had to say about Avaya's solution.
When I was first contacted by Avaya, and my initial response was no. The second time I was on a meeting, I said no. Then I saw it and I was blown away.
If you want to learn more, visit Avaya on the web at www.avaya.com. The Top 10 Video Surveillance Myths has been brought to you by the Avaya Podcast Network. Executive Producer, Jean Turgeon. APN Producer and LATAM Correspondent, Guadalupe Eugeni. APN Legal Correspondent, Martha Beyer. And the official APN voice dude and best countdown guy in the industry, Spider Harrison. I'm Mark Fletcher, APN Program and Creative Director. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @Avaya_APN and check out our brand new landing page at avaya.com/APN where you can download all of our content. For the Avaya Podcast Network, this is Fletch. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.
You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.